And we're live.
Hello, everyone.
Hi there.
Oh, please, we're waiting. We're waiting for what the fuck is this?
Instagram.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Hi, y'all.
So are we live yet? Let's see. You'll need to click go live on Instagram. There you go. Here we are. We're live now. Welcome back, everyone. Hello.
Welcome, y'all. Stand by 1 second, please. Here we go.
Hi, I'm Rick.
I'm Dan.
I'm George.
I'm Jake.
And we are Queer Magnolias,
the podcast.
In each episode,
we're going to talk about everything from growing up queer in the South
to the issues affecting our community today.
With a little bit of fabulous sprinkled in along the way.
Join us for an all-you-can-eat buffet of queer joy.
Mixed in with the occasional bitch fest.
But always served
with the spiciest tea.
Hi, y'all.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Welcome back to our second ever live. We're still working out the kinks, so yeah. If it's not showing up somewhere, apologies. We'll figure it out eventually.
That's right. To those who listen live, send us texts if we aren't live somewhere.
This is definitely not your how to go live podcast. We are not here to teach anybody how to do anything technical.
That is not the curriculum today.
No.
Trust me. Today is just to make sure the goddamn thing records. Should I not be cursing?
Mm. So. Yeah, you can't edit it out.
Hello. Right. It is what it is, y'all. anyway, all joking aside, we did want to sort of come on tonight and talk about something that has sort of happened in the last few days. And we are absolutely talking about Next Benedict, a non-binary 16-year-old student who died after a fight in their local elementary or high school, and there's a lot of sort of controversy around their death. And we just felt like as a podcast, as who we are and sort of as part of our community, that we couldn't just show up here and try to be, you know, where's the next party, right? Without sort of talking a little bit about Next and sort of that, so.
And if I could, I'm gonna change the word fight to attack, because it's very important that Next was not in a fight. Next was attacked.
And that is a great point, because what's happening is the language around this is that it's being sort of dulled and softened, I guess, in a way, out of Oklahoma, in how they refer to what happened to Next and sort of the experiences around that. And I want to just sort of start out by saying I'm not, for anybody that doesn't know, let me start there. For anybody that doesn't know the story, Next Benedict identifies as non-binary. Next died February 8th. One day after they told their family that they were involved in an attack or a fight at Owosso High School out of Oklahoma. and because no one involved in that attack on Next is talking about the events and how they transpired, it's still not clear. All we know is that a teacher walked into the bathroom and walked in on Next's head being slammed into the floor several times and broke up the fight. And Next could not even walk to the nurse's station alone. They needed help. And in the process of that, they ended up not calling the police. They didn't call an ambulance. They didn't report it at all. Instead, they sent Next home.
And by you're not saying they as in Next, they, them. You're saying they as in the school. The school society.
Yeah. Come on, George. Yes. Come on.
Yes, exactly. And it wasn't until later, when Next was sent home, that Next's grandmother decided to take Next to the hospital. And then the hospital released Next, sent Next home, and it was the next day that Next passed away. And now, as of today, it sounds like they're saying they're not sure that Next passing away has anything to do with this attack that they experienced in the bathroom with their head being slammed against the floor. And it just makes me fucking angry.
I think something else that you, something else we should point out, which really makes me so damn angry, is the fact that after being attacked in the bathroom and not being, not having the nurse call the ambulance and having to come, their grandmother come pick them up and take them to the hospital, they were suspended from school.
Yeah.
Why not? Why not? Why not rub salt on the wound, right?
And I have not heard that the three girls that did the attacking were suspended.
No, of course not.
They're being so closed-mouthed about all of the events surrounding that. It feels like to me, and again, this is just me saying my opinions and my thoughts on it, but it feels like to me like they're circling the wagons, right? Because Oklahoma, and particularly this area, Oklahoma and the mayor, not to mention... Yeah, it's a very conservative community.
Sure.
And they have enacted a lot of behavior, anti-LGBT behavior and
laws. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Let's call them all the way out. They have set up to make sure that LGBTQ plus people do not get the care they need, nor the education they need, nor the protection they need.
Right, including their students with the anti-trans bathroom laws. Precisely. Let's talk about that.
Precisely. So here's Dan being this bookish person he is. So I would like to read you the definition, according to Oklahoma, of first-degree murder. A person commits murder in the first degree when that person unlawfully and with malice aforethought causes the death of another human being. Malice is that deliberate intention unlawfully to take away the life of a human being, which is manifested by external circumstances capable of proof. How this is not being regarded as first-degree murder and the other three people who attacked Next locked up is beyond belief for me. That's it. Exactly what
that's why it
says it is.
Right.
That's why it frustrates me, because it feels like I said, they're circling the wagons trying to figure out how to sort of shape the language around this so that they can avoid this.
And how to, what is it called in, you know, when you covering it up, how to shape the language that I know that's what you just said, but how is it to shade the language so it looks as if it's not as bad as it is?
How you're going to spin it.
Spin it. Thank you, George. That's exactly what I was looking for, right? This is, how are we going to spin this? Because this is fucked up.
You know these girls are going to go on TV and they're going to be sitting by their pastor and they're going to look and they're going to be wearing their Sunday best and they're going to be the sweetest things you've ever heard. Like butter wouldn't melt in their mouths. You know that's what's going to play out. And Jacob and I were talking about this before this. And also, we have to be conscious of the fact that these are all youth. So we're playing, you know, so that's, I feel like, a lot of why we're not getting a whole lot of information about the attackers. But they've been real quick with throwing out every personal detail they possibly can about Next, the victim.
Of course they are.
Oh, of course, yes.
They're trying to protect themselves. So I gather that the principal of this school is a really huge right-winger who has had so many... He's been working really hard to ban LGBTQ plus books from the library, and he's gone way out of his way to do all these things. And I'm like, if you can go out there and do all this stuff, then you should be responsible. In my estimation, the nurse and the principal should go to prison because they let someone die in their care. They have a responsibility to care for students, and they didn't do that. And so what, to mirror what George says, they're just simply regurgitating all this stuff, trying to make sure that they look good and Next looks bad.
Yeah.
When someone dies, I mean, once life goes out of a human being, you can't put it back. There's no putting it back. I mean, what are we doing in this world that we allow this to go on without a national outcry. I'm hoping that somewhere along Washington level, someone says, this is wrong, and we're going to take over this. I'm hoping.
Girl, you know good and damn well the people that are going to get upset are the same people that are always upset, and the people that aren't going to do a damn thing are the people that never do anything. Like, never, it's like anything. It's just the same story, the same
MO.
Outrage.
The same MO.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what's so frustrating. Like, I'm sure to an extent, like, this principle and this whole, like, community that's, like, so right-wing, they're like, eh.
No, precisely. Precisely. I think you're 100% right. They don't care one way or another.
They don't care. I mean, it's one less.
They say a scourge has passed on. We ridded our community of this person.
Yeah, I didn't want to say that, but you did, so.
Yeah, here's Dan right there.
Even down to the hospital, even if they didn't notify the parents, but by the time the grandparent got into the hospital, they still, what had happened there? Why wasn't proper care taken?
Precisely. I mean, you know, when you go to the hospital and they send you home with all of these injuries, there's something really wrong.
Yeah,
with
it's wrong. You get jumped by three other people. I mean,
precisely.
And you have your head slammed into the floor
repeatedly
multiple times. Right? Yes, exactly. It's my God.
That's the thing. It's like concussions. Like, sure, go home, go to sleep. It'll be fine. Sleep it off.
Precisely. I had a bike accident in 2012 that I suffered probably 6 months.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. I'm putting her in a waiting room. Waiting room. Here we go.
Probably 6 months I suffered from that accident. I mean, honestly, a concussion.
And head injury.
And 12 years I've suffered from it.
Stupid. So, Dan, I do have a question for you, though, because I think reading these articles, I've thought about you because obviously you travel so much. Have you been to Tulsa? Have you been to Oklahoma?
I've been to Oklahoma. I've not been to Tulsa. I've been to Oklahoma City, yes.
And what was Oklahoma like?
Yeah, well, so I breezed through there, moving to my unfortunate incarceration in Tennessee.
That's right.
So I did stop in Oklahoma City because I wanted to see the Morrow building or where it had been. So maybe we should say that the Morrow building, or what used to be the Morrow building, maybe that's a good indication of what Oklahoma's like. We have, several of us have friends that live there, and I can't dislike a place because of the physical land it sits on, but I can dislike the people that live there. I think this is indicative. Let's call out a person I do not like. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is the governor of Oklahoma. What has she done? Really? She's been very quiet because she doesn't care either. Just like her father, they don't care.
No.
I think it's just this legacy of don't care.
Yeah. Brush it under the
So ground. Our dear friend Aaron Wallace says that Oklahoma is awful and I've only visited.
And it must be destroyed.
I mean, you would think it would be a little bit clearer. There's an entire musical written about it.
That's all right.
I mean, I'm sure there is the queer community, but I think that there's certain areas, pockets, right, of this great country that we live in that are just inundated with this conservative point of view, and where the conservatives and the Republicans have gone in the past since he who shall not be named sort of his little rise to power, as brief as it was, really changed the landscape of politics in this country. And it has just become so volatile and so mean, and on purpose. It's like, what's the worst thing I can do as a human being to make somebody else miserable?
Well,
and I don't know how you do that.
Well, that's the thing. And you say it's a landscape of politics. I think what he's allowed to do is this new landscape of hate. This landscape of hate. The worst things that you've ever thought, that you've kept in the back of your head before, and now it's
and
fine.
Be celebrated for it.
And exactly. And now you're just being a good American.
Right.
Yeah. You're being celebrated for it.
There again is what we spin it to be, right? And I mean, I think that Oklahoma is like every other state, Florida, Texas, Tennessee, and California as well. There are a lot of wonderful people that inhabit these states.
Oh, wow.
And sadly, some of them are out-screamed and outvoted.
So there's the thing about that. And as we were saying, as I was saying what I was saying about this legacy of hate and this, and how people have just embraced being the worst version of themselves, his campaign, his outlying mission would not have worked if there was not an audience already in place for it.
Absolutely, 100%.
This isn't new. This is how America has felt. No. They just now feel entitled to say it.
Yes, precisely.
Right.
Precisely. So I do wonder, and I'm looking to the audience, all of the audience, to say, what do we do about this? We can't fix this, but it's so important that we be inclusive and to love one another and to support one another and to try to fix it wherever we can.
Right. I think it's also important that we are adamant in and being active and actionary in what we do to combat it. I think that it's one thing to talk the talk, but you also got to walk the walk a little bit. We've got to stand up to this shit. I'm kind of at the point now where I don't want to be the nice guy that's always trying to shoot down the terrible things that people say. You know what? I'm going to make you fucking pay for it. That's kind of where I'm at this point. It's like, I'm tired of
the turn the other cheek.
Turning the other cheek is not getting it done. It's time to meet fire with fire with fire.
Hell yes, yeah. I agree. So here's a big thing that we know from the many big lawsuits, let's say O.J. Simpson and stuff. So Nex's grandparents, mom or whatever, should sue the school for liable damages. They should sue the hospital. They should sue the three people who slammed Nex's head into the floor.
Mm-hmm. You know, and their parents.
And their parents. So the big thing is, when you make it financial, people sit up and listen. When we talk, when we just talk, that's great. And
that's an excellent point, Dan. Honestly, hit them where it hurts in the wallet.
Hit them where it hurts. And Gloria Allred, wherever you are, honey, come on, let's get busy. Should whoever the biggest attorney in this country is, that's who should be representing them. And they should sue the shit out of everybody and make them pay, because money talks.
Always. Come on, Larry H. Parker. He'll get mad
come
for
on,
you.
Come on, right? Oh, honey, I'm looking for Sweet James's personal telephone. Sweet James, call me, sir. That's probably Sweet James 40 years ago, but call me anyway, honey.
That is nothing you were not used to on online profile dating. They're all 40 years old, those photos.
Right, precisely. That's the gospel. Tell it now. Tell it.
Lordy. Rick, have you spoken to Lance at all from Rainbow Youth Project about this sitch?
I have not. I'm glad you actually brought that up. I did want to do a shout out to both Lance Preston and also to Mr. Chris here. At Mr. Chris here, and that's how we'll refer to Chris. They are the ones that, at least from my point of view, are the ones who sort of started bringing this up and bringing it to light, and that's how I first became aware of the story. But I have not had a chance to connect with him yet, simply because my life has been absolutely slammed for the past week or so.
And this is all it's still unfolding, obviously.
Yes, it is. Yeah, exactly. It is. And let's call out one other person, Sandra Bernard, who has been really, really vocal about this. Bless Sandra. I appreciate that. Sandra's always got her finger on the pulse.
Yeah.
And just this morning, there were so many TikTokers that I follow, like high profile TikTokers, that were talking about this. And I'm thrilled, because yesterday I was, I think the social will be put out yesterday, says nobody's talking about this. And I just learned about it from Lance and from Chris, and I wasn't seeing it anywhere, but by this morning, I feel like it's everywhere now, and everybody is talking about it, and I think it's super, super, super important. I'm thrilled to actually see that it's actually starting to become a part of the conversation.
Yes. And speaking of conversation, I do think that if we're going to give shout outs to people, I would love to hear what Khalif has to think. Come on, Khalif Starks, girl. I know you got an opinion.
Yes. Come talk to us.
I agree.
I know you got thoughts, girl.
Fair.
So, and then there was also I was sort of struck by this. There was a GoFundMe that was set up to help with the arrangements for Nex's funeral arrangements, and the grandparents, I believe.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I don't have it exactly in front of me who shut it down, but they had received such an outpouring from so many people that they finally shut it down and said, we've got what we need, and we're going to take what we need to do the arrangements, and we're going to donate the rest to other people who are going through bullying and experiencing a lot of these things as well. I was really impressed by that. Instead of leaving it up and just raking it in, they just said, you know what, we've got it, and then the extra that we have, we're going to donate out to other people. And I thought that was really, really impressive to me. So just wanted to say that.
Can you imagine what that has to be like as a parent or even a grandparent that adopts someone to have to now plan your 16-year-old grandchild's funeral? Something you thought you would never do.
Yes,
heartbreaking.
That's heartbreaking.
And I'm going to take it a step further. Your 16-year-old grandchild was killed by people they went to school with who live in your neighborhood that you know them and their family.
Down the street.
I mean, this is not like some random drive-by shooting. These are people that they know intimately, and that's,
of course,
that's fucked up.
And they know the bullying was going on before that. It's not. I'm sure this isn't the first time something like this happened. It's just the door closed this time, and no one was watching.
Yep. I agree, Jake.
It makes me so angry on the inside, you know? It makes me so angry. And I know the perpetrators, the alleged assailants, they've not been, charged with anything formally. Like, I know they're school age, they're probably 17. I'm sure they're under 18. Maybe they're 18, they can be tried as adults. Maybe they're 18. But it doesn't matter. I have so much anger and animosity and hate for you. Like, I want to see horrible things happen to you.
I would agree with that. But I also want to sort of talk about one thing that's been sort of prevalent in my mind the last few days. I'm angry about this. And I've asked myself, why am I angry about this? What about this versus any other situation has sort of sparked that with me? And I think it's the age. More than anything. But then when I really sort of sit and think about it, it's like the violence against our community as a whole is what makes me really angry. And the spike over the past year or 2 years, and these instigators like what's her name, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and all of Lives of TikTok, and all of these people that incite rage for clicks, that shit just makes me so fucking angry that what the havoc that they're wreaking across our community. And I feel like I'm at that point where turning the other cheek is not an option. It's time for us to stand up and really fight back hard.
And I think this goes to something a little bit deeper too, is there's this whole idea of like, oh, well, my kids are in school, so they're safe. And we know from school shootings and the riot, like, that is not true.
No.
And bullying at schools, like,
we all experienced that.
It was so awful when I was in school. I cannot imagine the degree that it has ramped up at this point. To be a teenager, to be like, I would never want to be a high school student. I would love to have the college, but I would never, ever want to go to high school again.
I would love to have the waistline, but no, same.
So
Dan has stepped off to use the restroom, apparently.
Well, he's back. Dan's back.
The adults in this situation really need to be scrutinized as well, because there's so many missing
things. You learn it somewhere.
No, honey, you learn it at home. Bullying is learned at home, and it's taught at home, and it's celebrated at home. And I agree. That's the big thing with me is this isn't the first time. And these students who did this, this isn't their first time at the rodeo. Mm-hmm. They're seasoned professionals. That's why they're old enough to go to jail for the rest of their life, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I watched Law and Order, honey. Try messing
come on.
Come on. Come on now. Where's Mariska? Help me out here, hon.
All right. So I just want to take a moment of silence, not only for next, but for all of our fallen LGBTQ brothers and sisters and they thems. And I just want to throw a little cheers out. So
cheers.
Cheers.
All right.
That was a short moment, honey.
It was a short moment.
But, I mean, I can go longer if you want longer.
When you're live and people are paying attention, perhaps you don't want to have
exactly. You don't want a lot of dead air. Exactly. So next up in the show, and this is the abrupt, awkward transition.
Oh, good. I was going to say, I feel like we should do something a little lighter now. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Is it
so? The front porch is still under renovations. So we thought we'd take it out to the lanai for a second.
Oh.
So, and you know what? I didn't come prepared with a little front door swing. So anyway, just imagine that.
And, if it's the lanai, I want that incidental Golden Girls music.
That's what I want. Yes, exactly. All right. Can somebody Google that shit and pull it up real quick? But. I understand there's a little story that Dan might share with us from earlier this week that we were talking about. And apparently we're changing the names to protect the guilty. Somebody cue the Golden Girls music. I'll edit it in the audio only version. And 3, 2, quiet. And action, go.
So it turns out that I got a text this morning from an old drive-by.
Girl, you got to do the welcome to the lanai story.
Oh, sorry. Welcome to the lanai, y'all. Grab a seat and sit on down, honey. Mother's going to talk.
It's been a minute, honey. It's been a minute.
Bum, 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 bum. So I got a text this morning from a former drive-by who used to come by for some friends with benefits and stuff. And he wanted to talk to me. And I
the 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. crowd.
Right. As I was rolling my eyes, all I could think of is, we never talk. You talk and I listen. So I'm like, okay, whatever. Now's a good time. So he calls me and he wants to tell me that, well, he does tell me that he had been married, which I assumed he had been all those times he came by. I assumed he'd been married to a woman. Woo. Woe is me. I learned out he was married to a man. And the man passed away this past fall.
Oh.
Which was sad. And I gave all the appropriate, oh my, I'm so sorry, blah, mm-hmm. blah, blah. But he mm-hmm. really reached out to me because his man used to do all of the, you know, housekeeping, paying the bills and the taxes and shit like that. And because he knows I do accounting, he wanted me to help him with his taxes.
Oh, of course.
So I was like, oh, well, you know, I'm not a tax preparer, but, you know, and he's like, well, we had a CPA who was really, really great. And she said I should get all the stuff I could find. And maybe you could come help me. Maybe you could spend the weekend, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, let's see.
Spend the weekend where?
That's right? The best question.
At his place. Piece of ass, yes. Dan has to
Which
work
one?
With a piece of ass, right? So anyway.
You're skipping the best part. Which place?
Oh, so turns out that, poor as them, they bought their second house last fall that is rented out. Thank God it's rented out because he has income. And I'm like, you don't live in an apartment, which is what you told me. You have two homes.
And I'm, And I'm like, I think you should probably be going and doing this audit and, like, you know, get in there, girl. Right? Get in there.
But wait, where are these houses? Are they
where are they?
Palm Springs. Palm Springs.
Let's not get mired down in details, honey. No details.
Right. And so, and he said, oh, how horrible it was because last fall they both bought new cars, a BMW and an Audi. And I'm like, oh.
Not a news.
Once again, you're not that poor person that I thought you were. Oh, wow. Where is Dan missing out on all this stuff? And can Dan, you help me with my taxes?
Is this the point, Dan, where you ask for a refund from all the money that you helped support them with in the past?
No, well, so that was a fun thing.
No, she already wrote that off in previous year taxes.
Well, right, I wrote it off in previous year. It turns out Abdul,
entertainment.
Abdul, which is not his real name, it turns out he was not one of those people that expected Dan to pay. He just was always crying about how money was tight and all this shit. Mm. And he has his brother in Philadelphia who sends thousands of dollars when he's short. And I'm like, where does all this money come
from? What's the brother's name?
Ahmed. I don't know what his
That's the brother?
Ahmed.
Can we get
Abdul.
The brother's name?
No,
I don't mind Philadelphia. I like Philadelphia. It's a lovely city.
Oh, it turns out you're not wanted in Philadelphia. Is that it?
I'm not, exactly. Only in Alabama.
So all I could think of is Rick says I should go out there and get my inheritance.
Goddamn right. You've earned it.
All I could think of is all these days he used to cry about, oh, poor as me, and the motherfucker's got two houses. Really? Poor as you. Fuck off. Poor as Dan. I got zero house.
Zero houses. And there's no new car sitting in your garage.
No.
No, honey. That old Mercedes is, and it's dusty as shit from my trip.
I hate to sound morbid, but I'm sure there's a life insurance plan.
Oh, do you know he wanted to talk about that?
And how he had
not got it yet.
Oh, poor
thing. Wanted to know if I had any suggestions, which of course I did, but I'm like,
well, first they have to prove it wasn't foul play. First they have to prove it wasn't foul play, honey.
Rick knows about those things.
Trust. That there's a period of time. It's about usually about 9 months.
Well,
maybe 12, maybe 12 if it's really questionable.
So, Dan, what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do with all this new information?
You know, I hate it.
Dan, we're live. Stop that. You can't do that. I can't block it out.
Okay, so here's
stop doing that.
So here's Dan. So here's the thing. You know, honestly, I can't go get what's not mine, but I sort of resent the fact that, you know, I do accounting for a living and you call me for the first time ever and you lay out your heart because you need someone to help you collect documents at home. Really?
Girl, billable hours. Billable hours.
No. He wanted me to help him for free, honey. Free. Free.
But wait, wasn't that how we met?
George, you talking to George? I don't know you, girl.
No, girl, I'm talking to you.
There was no unbillable hours with you, Rick. I don't trust you.
I mean, Dan, I feel like you should be like, oh, of course, like I will be happy to come over. I will. Here's my
contract.
Rate. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Here's my per diem. I'm gonna have you sign right here.
I will need travel expenses.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I need lodging.
Well, there's lodging.
Where's my stipend for dining, for food?
I mean, I'd like to park the car in the garage, just so I'm clear here.
You know, this is a live show. It's a live show. Stop right now.
You mean some dusty Mercedes?
You know what? You know what? We're going to end
it's
it right
a nice
there.
Nice clean garage, just so we're clear.
We're going to end it right there.
We
love y'all.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
We love y'all, but somebody's ice cubes are dry somewhere, I'm sure.
Somewhere.
All right.
Right. So I think all y'all should make a comment on what Dan should do. I'm willing to solicit ideas.
She's always willing to solicit, honey.
Yes, she is.
I've paid, and I've been, you know, I just think everything in life is a transaction, really. Well, I say, you want to go to dinner? What do you want for dinner? That's a transaction, right? Here's $100. That's a transaction. What can I tell you?
Spoken like a true accountant, honey. All right. And then I also want to, I'm sorry, I'm going to take it back a little second. I just want to have everybody take just a little moment to say a silent prayer or whatever you do, whether you, I don't care if you're not religious, just take a moment of silence and think about next as we sign off here. So I want to say thank you for joining us this week, and we will see you next week. And we'll be live, as always. Don't know the topic yet, but we'll let you know.
Bye, y'all.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, y'all.